Just give you a test. Abraham, Old Testament character or New Testament character? Okay. For what saith the scripture? Abraham, now Abraham, according to dispensational theology, lived during the dispensation of the promise, not the dispensation of grace. Okay? Abraham, notice, believed. You see that word believe there? That's your faith. Believed God. And it, what? What is the it referring to? His faith, his belief. And it was counted unto him for what? Righteousness. How, according to Romans 4, how did Abraham get saved? By faith. By believing. Now let me ask you a question. Isn't that the same way you and I get saved today? Amen. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved, right? No. Abraham lived in a separate dispensation. He lived in the dispensation of the promise. And, you know, grace wasn't even available back then. Is that what the Bible teaches? And here's the answer. No. You're there in Romans 4. Go down to verse number 6. Romans 4. Look at verse number 6. Even as David. All right, here's your next quiz. Old Testament character or New Testament character? Okay, I'm not trying to trick you, all right? Old Testament character, all right? Even as David. Now let me say this. David lived during the dispensation of the law, according to these people. His dispensation was the dispensation of the law. Even as David also describeth the blessedness of a man unto whom God imputeth righteousness without what? Without works. Okay, did David believe that the way you got righteousness imputed unto you was by works or by the things you did or by keeping the law? No. But he lived in the dispensation of the law. It wasn't until after Jesus that the dispensation of grace. Look, I don't care what man's wisdom teacheth. What does the Bible say? The Bible says that David was saved without works. Huh, that sounds a lot like the way you and I are saved today. Isn't that what Ephesians 2, 8 and 9, for by grace are you saved through faith, Abraham? And that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, David, lest any man should boast. Here's what I'm trying to tell you. All throughout history, anyone who's ever been saved, they've all been saved the same way, by placing their faith in the Messiah. By placing their faith in Christ. And you say, well, what if Christ hadn't came yet? They were either by faith looking to the cross, believing that the Lamb of God was coming, or you and I are looking back, believing that He came. But anyone who's ever saved is only saved by faith. Amen. Period.